ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 40 Yes or No in Japanese。
こんにちは。Welcome to JapanesePod101.com,
where we study modern Japanese in a fun and educational format. So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago,
or start learning today.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to say something hasn't happened yet.
For example, まだ決めていません。
I haven't decided yet. This conversation takes place on?
電車の中。
On the train.
浅草駅ですかね。
And we think they're arriving at Asakusa Station. The conversation is between
おばあさんと若い男の人。
A sophisticated woman, an old lady, and a young man. The speakers are strangers. Therefore, they'll be using
formal Japanese.
Now, listeners, don't forget you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question
or some feedback,
please leave us a comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. Let's listen to the conversation.
では聞いてください。
浅草。浅草。
あ、もう浅草に着きましたよ。どこで歌舞伎を見ますか？
まだ決めていません。多分歌舞伎座に行きます。
歌舞伎座？歌舞伎座は浅草にありませんよ。東銀座ですよ。ここから地下鉄で10分ぐらいです。歌舞伎は何時からですか？
さあ、まだ調べていません。
チケットはもう買いましたか？
だから、まだ買っていません。どうしましょう。お兄さん、助けてください。私を歌舞伎座に連れて行ってください。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
浅草。
あ、もう浅草に着きましたよ。どこで歌舞伎を見ますか？
まだ決めていません。多分歌舞伎座に行きます。
歌舞伎座は浅草にありませんよ。東銀座ですよ。ここから地下鉄で10分ぐらいです。歌舞伎は何時からですか？
さあ、まだ調べていません。
チケットはもう買いましたか？
だから、まだ買っていません。どうしましょう。お兄さん、助けてください。私を歌舞伎座に連れて行ってください。
今度は英語が入ります。
浅草。
あ、もう浅草に着きましたよ。
We've arrived at Asakusa.
どこで歌舞伎を見ますか？
Where are you going to watch 歌舞伎？
えーっと、
まだ決めていません。
Well, I still haven't decided.
多分、歌舞伎座に行きます。
I'll probably go to 歌舞伎座。
歌舞伎座？歌舞伎座は浅草にありませんよ。東銀座ですよ。
歌舞伎座？歌舞伎座 is not in 浅草。It's in 東銀座。
ここから地下鉄で10分ぐらいです。
It's about 10 minutes from here by subway.
歌舞伎は何時からですか？
What time does the show start?
さあ、まだ調べていません。
I haven't looked it up yet.
チケットは？チケットはもう買いましたか？
How about a ticket? Did you buy a ticket?
だから、まだ買っていません。
I haven't bought a ticket yet.
どうしましょう。
What should I do?
お兄さん、助けてください。
Young man, help me please.
私を歌舞伎座に連れて行ってください。
Please take me to 歌舞伎座。
え？
Huh?
Naomi sensei, I think we should explain what kabuki is.
Kabuki is a traditional Japanese theater play, exclusively played by men.
Acted by men.
そうですね。お化粧。
Makeup.
着物。これがユニークで有名ですね。
Now, it's known for its elaborate makeup and kimonos.
そうですね。で、kabuki のか means singing.Bu means dancing. Ki means probably technique or skill.
So kabuki means the skill of singing and dancing?
そうですね。綺麗で面白いですよ。
And it's very beautiful and interesting.
ピーターさんは見たことありますか? Have you ever seen kabuki play?
はい。見たこと2回あります。
Twice.
Yep. Naomi さんは?
ありますね。4回かな。
Four times.
そうですね。
Now, what's interesting about kabuki from a linguistic perspective is they don't speak
modern Japanese.
That's what I'm looking for. So you won't hear sugoi, you won't hear saikin do, like you won't hear these current phrases. But what will you hear, Naomi sensei?
なんでしょうね。なんとかでござる。
So they use a very archaic Japanese.、Mm.
そうですね。Classic Japanese.
In fact, most Japanese people listening and watching actually have headphones with modern Japanese explaining what's going on.
そうですね。So, I once saw kabuki play without earphone guide and I fell asleep. I couldn't understand anything.
So, yes, they have an earphone guide, what's called an earphone guide, the Japanese is?
イヤホンガイド。
And you can rent this for about how much, Naomi-sensei?
500 yen くらいかな?
About 500 yen.、Mm. And you pop it in one ear.、Mm. And while they're speaking on the stage, you could hear it in one ear, but then you get the translation or the modern Japanese in the other ear.、
Mm.
But、I enjoyed both times. So if you have the time and you're in Japan, ぜひ見てください. Please definitely check it out.
チケットも安いですね.
Tickets are、cheap.、
Mm. もあります。
Ah, there are also cheap tickets.
そうですね。
But yeah, not that cheap. Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First word.
もう
Already.
もうもう
Next.
決める
To decide.
決める決める
Next.
まだ
Still, yet.
まだまだ
Next.
調べる
To check. To examine.
調べる調べる
Next.
チケット
Ticket.
チケットチケット
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
チケット
Ticket.
Or you can say, 券
So by adding のチケット or 券 after a name of an event or attraction, you can specify the ticket. For example,
kabuki no chiketto or kabuki no ken.
Ticket for kabuki play.
Disneyland no chiketto or Disneyland no ken.
A ticket for Disneyland. Now, Naomi-sensei, I know another word for a ticket, and that's kippu. So, what's the difference between chiketto and ken and kippu?
Chiketto to ken wa tabun issho.
So, ticket and ken are the same.
Almost same, I would say. And kippu usually means train ticket in modern Japanese.
Yeah. It's interesting, though. As electronics advance and Japan moves more towards like digital payment system,
そうね。
That word is probably going to be out of date, I would say, in 20, 30 years.
Ah, good point. そうだろうね。
I mean, even plane tickets are digitalized now.
E-ticket.
E-ticket. Ah, oh. E-chiketto.
E-chiketto.
So an e-ticket is probably going to be used more and more. Next we have?
Mada and mo.
Still and already. Can we have a sample sentence, please? First, we'll look at mada, still.
Mada kuji da.
It's still 9.
And mo kuji da.
It's already 9. So the nuance is very different.
そうですね。
Mada kuji da. You can easily see by those examples that one person feels that time's going fast and the other person feels that time is going slow.
そうですね。
Okay, on to the grammar point. In this lesson, we're going to learn how to say, I haven't done something or something has not been done. So let's start with, first, I haven't done something.
まだしていません。
And can we have it with the subject?
私はまだしていません。
Now, the literal translation here is, I still didn't doing. But remember, in Japanese, the present progressive, the ing, the te iru, can also represent states. So you're in the state of not doing something.
Right.
So to state that something hasn't happened yet is expressed by?
まだていません。
So still not doing. Let's look at some examples. I think it'll become much clearer. Naomi-sensei, what is the verb to decide?
決める。
The corresponding te form is?
決めて。
So?
まだ決めていません。
Haven't decided yet. And of course, can we just put the subject in there?
私はまだ決めていません。
So, I haven't decided yet. Next we have to read.
読む。
Te form?
読んで。So, まだ読んでいません。
Haven't read yet. Can we put the subject in?
Okay, I can put the subject and object. 私はまだ新聞を読んでいません。
I still haven't read the newspaper.
する means to do. して is the te form. So, まだしていません。
Haven't done. Again, state of not being done.
まだ勉強していません。
I haven't studied yet. So it's on the agenda, it's just that I haven't done it yet. So the Japanese, of course, the literal translation is I'm not doing it yet. Now, please note that E in imasen is sometimes dropped in the conversation.
So, まだ勉強していません
becomes?
まだ勉強してません。ピーターさん、もうランチを食べましたか? Did you have lunch already?
はい、もう食べました。Yeah, I have. Or literally, yes, I ate. Naomi-sensei wa mo ranchi tabemashita ka? How about you, Naomi-sensei? Did you eat lunch?
まだ食べていません。I haven't had lunch yet. なんで一人で行っちゃうのかな?
So Naomi said, I wonder why you went by yourself. So again, think of teimasen as a state of something not being done. Yondeimasen. Haven't read the book. It's a state of not being done. Now, that just about does it for today. But before we go, we want to tell you about a way to drastically improve your pronunciation.
The voice recording tool.
That's right. The voice recording tool in the Premium Learning Center.
Record your own voice with a click of a button.
And then easily play it back again and again.
So you record your own voice and then listen to it.
And it's on the same page as the line by line, so you can compare your voice, the way you pronounce it, to the native speaker.
and adjust your pronunciation.
This will help you improve fast.
それじゃあまた。
浅草、浅草。
あ、もう浅草に着きましたよ。どこで歌舞伎を見ますか？
まだ決めていません。多分歌舞伎座に行きます。
歌舞伎座？歌舞伎座は浅草にありませんよ。東銀座ですよ。ここから地下鉄で10分ぐらいです。歌舞伎は何時からですか？
さあ、まだ調べていません。
チケットは？チケットはもう買いましたか？
だからまだ買っていません。どうしましょう。お兄さん、助けてください。私を歌舞伎座に連れて行ってください。
え？